To the editor. I've read a few misinformed comments about nurses appearing on the province's sunshine list, as well the backlash Sudbury public health nurses have received from the announcement that their salary is misdirected. I want to set some of the facts straight. Let's be real. The pandemic has fueled a huge demand for public health care over these past 2 years. Nurses have worked excessive overtime contact tracing, vaccinating, and doing what is needed to keep Ontarians safe. Most of this overtime was mandated at the expense of the nurse's family life, and denial of any kind of vacation or time off was rampant. The money spent on overtime would be far more efficiently used hiring more nurses. Ontario is short more than 22,000 nurses. This gross shortfall is a tragedy for burned-out nurses, not to mention our patients, residents, and clients. If someone needs to be blamed for frontline healthcare professionals being on this list, blame the Ford government. They have done nothing substantive to end the nursing shortage, which is only getting worse by the day. Ask any nurse. They'll take the real sunshine that comes from being able to take a break before excessive overtime any day. Don Armstrong, RN Region 1 Vice President, Ontario Nurses Association.